This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If it's all right with you, we'll begin today with a quiz. It's about monetary policy, so interest rates and the Federal Reserve. Here is the question. How long has the main short-term interest rate that the Fed controls, it's known as the federal funds rate, how long has it been at basically zero? Anybody? Anybody? Counting today, 6 years, 2 months, and 3 days, the aforementioned 2,256 days, which is, any way you count it, a long time, right? That's why every twitch the central bank makes toward raising rates gets a whole lot of attention. I told you that so I could tell you this. We got the minutes from the Fed's most recent meeting today, the one they held back at the end of January. Suffice it to say that Chair Janet Yellen and the gang are a bit cautious, not only about when to start tightening monetary policy, as it's known, but also even about how to talk about it. Remember all the hullabaloo a couple of meetings ago when Yellen started using one very particular word?
The committee judges that it can be patient.
That last one, patient, as in the Fed will be patient before raising rates. Here's a quote from today's minutes. It is literally a quote. It's Fed speak, so look out. Many participants regarded dropping the patient language whenever that might occur as risking a shift in market expectations, end quote. So slow and steady wins the monetary policy race, I guess, is the moral of that story. All right, so now on to slightly less macroeconomic news, but all the same, news that the Fed will surely be studying. There was a bunch of data out today, a bunch of indicators, none taken in isolation terribly noteworthy, but if you bundle them all up, they tell an economic story worth a mention or two. Item number one, industrial production. It was up 0.2% last month, a bit less than people had been guessing. Housing starts were down in January as well, and the tanking price of oil gave producer prices, that is inflation at the wholesale level, the biggest month-over-month drop they have had in 5 years. So Marketplace's Adam Allington set out to see whether the upswing that we have been reporting on for some time now is still on track. Here's Adam.
The first quarter of 2015 is not starting out with a bang. But come on, half the country's either buried under snow or too cold to think about spending all that extra gas money we're carrying around.
There's no way to recoup some of the wages lost in areas where you just couldn't get to work because of the weather.
Diane Swank is the chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She says the cold weather has slowed home building. An ongoing strike by longshoremen on the West Coast is also holding things up.
You know, suppliers, retailers, a lot of people who can't get the goods they need to distribute them. All of this disrupts and displaces economic activity.
Producer prices are falling, which means it's cheaper for manufacturers to make stuff, which can actually hold back economic activity. But Justin Wolfers isn't worrying.
The decline in producer prices is actually hiding a good thing. It's driven by declining oil prices.
Wolfers is an economist at the University of Michigan. Overall, he says he's still bullish on the U.S. economy.
The most reliable data we have says that firms have been hiring and hiring pretty rapidly. So I think there's probably at least as many people worried that the economy is growing too fast as those who think we're on the cusp of a downturn anytime soon.
Wolfers points out that other indicators, such as unemployment, continue to trend well. Diane Lim is an economist at the Committee for Economic Development. She says the big issue facing economists is just trying to figure out what normal data looks like.
I mean, I definitely think we shouldn't panic about the new normal not being the same as the old normal. That doesn't mean it's a bad normal.
Did you get that? Basically, what Lim is saying is that the recession changed household behavior around housing and spending, and we might just have to wait a little while to say precisely how. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.